Can you hear that? That is the sound of a well-loaded washing machine. Welcome, my name is Rob and I'm your host for this, my inaugural Audioboo podcast. Now, here in my kitchen, I've actually just recorded a fantastically hilarious 5-minute podcast giving instructions on how to effectively load a washing machine. But because this is my inaugural podcast, what did I do? I messed up on the uploading and deleted the whole thing without saving. So with the help of my wife, I'm going to quickly re-record what we said earlier because it was a very useful instructional podcast on how to load a washing machine, a sort of Mary Poppins style, make things fun and maybe you'll actually do them. Tactic. So that's what we're going for. So Dolly, will you give us instructions on how to load the washing machine?
No.
And why is that?
Because I've already done it once and I can only do it while I'm in the process of doing it.
Right. Someone in the kitchen is a little bit annoyed. So it looks like I'm going to have to narrate it myself. If I get anything wrong, I'm sure I'll hear about it very quickly indeed. Now, step one, as far as I can recall, was actually loading the clothes into the washing machine. I had to be careful to separate out delicates and separate out whites and also check the pockets for tissues, money, that kind of thing before putting it into the drum. Second was the detergent. That goes into the right-hand drawer. I've got the detergent in front of me. It's a 1.5 litre jug. And because we've got hard water in this area, I have to use 2 capfuls in the right-hand compartment of the tray. Step two, now this was the radical step for me because we have to use limescale prevention powder. And what's weird about that is that also goes in the right-hand drawer. It doesn't go in drawer two, it just goes in the right-hand drawer on top of the powder. I wasn't quite sure exactly how much to put in because my wife uses it like she uses spices, just kind of sprinkling it liberally in a way that seems to imply she knows what she's doing and is well practiced in it, a lot more practiced than me. Step three is the fabric conditioner. That doesn't go in the left-hand tray. No. It goes in the middle tray. We leave the left-hand tray totally empty. And because we've got hard water, another 2 caps into the middle tray. And finally, the spin settings. We put it on 30 degrees, which saves energy. We've put it on a 900 revolution spin. And obviously we've used the quick wash because that means it takes 41 minutes to wash and not an hour and a quarter. So as you can hear, the thing is spinning, and that's the end of the podcast. Now the instructions have been recorded for all eternity. I don't think there's any reason for me ever to forget again, and I'll update you on whether my newfound skills in this area are followed through into a more domesticated Rob. Until next time, cheerio.